From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. So much appreciate you tuning in daily to get updates about what's happening in the community, whether that's citywide, countywide, statewide, even worldwide. Today, well, kind of statewide, let's say, although if you're listening close to driving distance from Glorieta, this will be of great interest to you. In studio with us, Larissa Lusko, and yes, the name's familiar, late general manager Chip Lusko graduated to heaven earlier this year, and Larissa continues great work for the kingdom. Larissa, it's family in studio. Love to have you here.
Steve, it's so great to be in studio with you again. I love it. I miss you. I miss this place. It's, you know, the only thing different is that I would be expecting Chip to walk in and, you know, greet us.
Yeah, well, he poured plenty into all of us, and we really see his work continue. And your work, a couple years ago, our listeners heard about Sister Sister, maybe for the first time, and here it comes again.
It's here, and going back to Chip, he really supported this and really believed that this was something that the Lord was calling me to do, and he was behind it 100%. So we had already been talking about this and planning this, and then when he graduated to heaven, I just kind of put it on hold, but the Lord just really kept prompting my heart that I needed to continue because I haven't finished my race. You know, that was a big question. Yeah. Lord, we were supposed to go together. That was our plan. But the Lord reminded me that I still had work to do before I finished my race. Chip finished his race, and he finished it well and strong. And he was such an inspiration. And so that's my goal in this, is to walk in obedience to what the Lord is calling me to do. And my heart, Steve, is for women. There's a lot of hurting women. I know some women are going through wonderful seasons of great time. I had years and seasons of just wonderful spiritual highs, and that has not been my season. And so I'm in a unique place right now where I'm ministering from a very raw place, but I feel like it's going to be relatable and hopefully minister to others as well.
Well, I can almost with certainty expect that. Before we look forward to the next Sister Sister event, which, by the way, is going to be in Glorieta, New Mexico, October 25th through the 27th, let's look back to the last one. Now, I know that we talked about one on the air a couple years ago. Is that the last one, or was there one since then?
No, that was the last one.
So let's reflect back at what you experienced going through that and what the ladies experienced, kind of testimony, so the ladies that aren't familiar can just that much more look forward to what's happening in October.
Yes. Well, so the last one was just really special. It was the Lord gave me this name, Sister Sister, and Chip saw the vision behind it, and we started promoting it. And we had just under 300 women show up. Now, about 2 or 3 weeks before the event, Chip just had a word from the Lord to make the event free. Mm. Okay, so, I mean, free is never really
now,
free.
where was that last event?
It was at the Marriott Pyramid, right up the street. Okay. So we actually took a personal loan out, and because that's what Chip felt compelled to do. And, you know, I just followed the leader. So we had women come, we had our own Lenya Heitzig speak. We had, my daughter-in-law, Jenny Lusko speak. We had Dominic Doan from Oregon speak. We had, we had many speakers. We had workshops. It was just a really, truly special event. And the fruit was, it was just beautiful.
Well, and we're making sure we let people know about it because registration for this one ends on October 6th. And if you go to sistersister.me, you'll see the information for the conference. And listen, I'm not going to say specifically what the price is, but I'm going to tell you, you know, it's a two-night stay in Glorieta. It's 25th and 26th.
It's the 25th and 26th, and that's a separate registration.
Okay.
But the reason why, I mean, I wish that it could be free
again. There's plenty to cover, but I'm going to tell you, even if it was right down the street and I was going home each night, the cost for this event is minuscule for the content that you're going to get as you attend, ladies. Again, you need to go to sistersister.me and soak in all the information, pray about it, and get registered. But as you look forward, now we look back, Larissa, let's look forward to October 25th through the 27th at Glorieta. What can people expect?
Well, there is going to be, it's going to be very intimate. I think that's the one word that keeps coming to mind, because we are truly going to focus on the Holy Spirit and what He is speaking to us at this season in life. As you can imagine, my heart and my mind are just eternally fixed, even more so than ever. They were before. Chip and I studied together. We studied end times. We studied heaven. And now I have so much more, not just seeing the face of Jesus and dancing before the Lord, but, you know, Chip is there. My granddaughter, Lenya, is there. I've got family members there. And so this time of the season, I guess, we were just talking before the show about what's going on, current events around the world, and just how things are escalating. And, you know, I believe that we are close. I don't know when the rapture is going to take place, but I heard a speaker on the way over say that he believes that we're the generation that's going to be raptured. I mean, we may be the generation that doesn't taste death. And I just believe that women, because that's where my heart is. We need to get busy about the Lord's kingdom, about His work. And I know people are, but I just want to encourage them in ways that perhaps they haven't thought of. And maybe it is a prayer ministry, and maybe it is a season of gratitude and ways that they can encourage other women. But we're just going to explore many, many ways.
And it's actually kind of exciting because, like, it's almost like there's a gift wrapped, and it's called Sister Con, or the Recon Retreat, you know, the getting up there. It's like there's a gift wrapped, and you don't really know exactly what's in it, but you know it's good, right?
Yes,
and just to get up there and unwrap it together. And I was actually seeing on the website, encourage one another in love and good deeds.
That is our goal.
Yeah.
We want to encourage women. And I really think that that's a big part of what is going on. I just think that being able to reach out to a sister in need is going to take her to love. I mean, it just may be the source and the fuel that she needs for that day. I can tell you, over the last 6 months, I have received texts or cards in the mail, just randomly, sporadically, that really changed everything. I may have been going down just a heavy road for that morning.
I can't imagine, Larissa.
And I get a text from someone just reminding me that they're praying for me or that they're thinking about me. And it's just that little bit of encouragement of love in my heart. And I'm like, Lord, thank you. You reset my perspective, and it's refocused on you. A big part of this comes from a work that I've been putting a lot of effort into, and it comes from David in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, after his men were talking about, you know, stoning him or killing him, rather. And it says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Mm. And that's going to be my main topic. How do you encourage yourself in the Lord? Because if you're not encouraging yourself in the Lord, the day that calamity strikes, you can be taken out, Steve. And I just think that for Chip and I, because we had been preparing for the marathon, we had not yet, you know, ran. We were preparing for the trial that we had not yet faced. Now I'm facing this alone, but because he and I were preparing together along the way, I was way more prepared than what I anticipated. And not that this is easy at all, but to just experience and encounter the love of Christ and the presence, his presence in this, I believe I'm leaps and bounds ahead of where I would have been had Chip and I not been preparing for this.
Right. Well, that's an encouragement. You know, what you say about encouraging our David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yes.
And I think, yeah, you know, as much as we'd like to have a Barnabas with us all the time, he's not. But the Holy Spirit is with us all the time if we cling to, trust, and rely on the gospel of Jesus Christ and have received him.
Absolutely.
So really looking forward to this. I can't wait to hear the stories about this event, which again, Recon Retreat Conference is happening October 25th through the 27th. At Glorieta Retreat Center, and you can register now at sistersister.me. You'll find the information there now. And as we grow closer to the event, you'll find more information than what's there now. But unwrap that gift, ladies, and let us know what you got.
Yes, and also check out Sister Sisters. Sister Sister XP Instagram page, because there's contest giveaways.
Oh, nice.
That we're doing each week before up until the event.
All right, some social media going on. Larissa, thanks for taking the time.
Steve, thank you for having me. It's always good to be here, and it's really good to spend time with you this morning.
And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.